Let's go back, Craig, to the EVPs that you were talking about, that they are bleed-throughs from other dimensions or parallel universes. I find this to be fascinating. Most ghost hunters will say, no, those are ghosts. We recorded their sounds. They haven't left this plane, but you think otherwise.
Well, I do think that they might be the spirits of the deceased, but the perspective that I'm taking with it is that it's actually supporting what the ancient texts describe, and in that way it says that whenever you read texts like the Bible or even Egyptian stories, it says that whenever a person dies, their spirit separates from their body and goes into this other dimension or this other realm. In the Bible, it's referred to as like Sheol or the underworld, and generally it was an unpleasant place. I know a lot of people might find it a little controversial because everyone wants to believe that whenever you die and the good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell, but that actually isn't what's supported in the text. They say that everyone, for at least a certain time, all go to the same place, which is essentially this holding tank, and it's not really the most pleasant of places, but it's not abysmal either. And whenever I've listened on Coast before with people like the Ghost Investigators Society, many times Art said about it's rather disturbing that these voices seem upset, or they don't know why they're there or where they are, or they say that it's cold. I mean, none of them are describing things like, oh, it's so beautiful here and this and that.
Right, never a pleasant experience for them.
Yeah, exactly, and that actually supports what the ancient scribes tell us. And so I really think that there's something to it, and even going with this whole hyperdimensional aspect to it, it's essentially whenever you talk to a theoretical physicist, they say that it's too difficult for us to explain what these other dimensions might be like, because we're so accustomed to thinking of three spatial dimensions and one temporal dimension of time. So what they have to do is consider it in lower dimensions whenever they explain it, such as a being that existed only in two-dimensional space, such as like a flat sheet of paper. Now, it can only move left and right, up and down, and everything like that. But for us, we're a three-dimensional being. We can look at it from above, and we can move around it, and we could reach down and pick it off that piece of paper and everything like that. But it would never see us because it can't look up. And so what I think is that the spirits, whenever they separate from our bodies, they're actually existing in this higher dimension so that they can see us, but we can't see them. And so that's why even times you get this interaction where they're telling the ghost investigators to get out of their house or things, and they seem confused because it's like, why aren't you listening to me? I can see you. I can touch you. But the ghost investigators never seem to notice.
The sounds that bleed over onto recorders, tape recorders, now digital recorders, how is that possible?
That is quite a mystery. I think there might be something with the electromagnetics or just the intention of the spirits. It's really tough to say, but the point is that we're picking it up somehow. I don't know how, and I don't know. It doesn't happen all the time, but it seems like whenever you go to locations that are reported to be haunted, oftentimes you can get these EVPs. So while some of them might be just mislabeled or misunderstood, a lot of times it's just static noises and things like that, there are some that come through so crystal clear that you know it's human speech. You know it's not a radio station that got picked up and it's just a garbled mess and you only heard background noise that sounded like a voice or something, you know, especially if it's showing some sort of interaction with the people. So I really don't know how they get imprinted onto the tapes, but I think the real point that should be stressed is that somehow they are being imprinted on the tapes.
Well, in most cases, though, the EVPs are picked up at areas where somebody has died or someplace that has had a tragic story, which leads me to believe that they are the voices of the dead.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. And it's possible that some of them, they could be other spirits or things like that. But I think that because if there really is a spirit within each person that then gets separated, it would seem to be tied to very closely to our dimension. So if you consider like different levels of heaven or these different dimensions, probably the one that's closest to us is the realm where our spirits would exist.
Tell us your impressions of the afterlife, because you have kind of a jarring view of this.
Well, as I was saying, generally the texts say that it's not something that was really desired. It was generally just a cold, dreary place. Sometimes it's described as being dusty, but a lot of times that seems to be with cultures that were primarily like desert dwellers. But basically, it's just it's not something that is all bright and happy.
Well, and what happened to the pearly gates and all that?
Well, that's part of it. Now, that is interesting. You know, St. Peter, the gatekeeper. I think that it's just that we're not allowed access to that yet. It's really up to us to develop this gateway technology on our own, like we sort of attempted in the past, if you look back at the story of the Tower of Babel. But that project was stopped. But if you look back through the text, there's all these little secret meanings and messages that are referring to essentially that is what we're supposed to do. It's just that we weren't supposed to do it back then. So until we can accomplish this, our spirits are just going to reside in this other dimension known as Sheol until we can create these gateways that then allow the spirits to be translated to and from these other dimensions for us.
Well, what do you think ghosts might be then?
Well, it depends. There's some where I would say that it is the spirit of a deceased person, but it's essentially the soul, the intelligence. They seem to have some sort of interaction. There are other times where you have sort of repetitive hauntings or things like that where I don't know if it's necessarily a spirit, but it might be some sort of time-recorded event that just keeps recurring. So it's really tough to say whenever you're saying about, like, a ghost, because that's a term that some people, they report ghosts, but it's not something that they directly interact with. And then other times it's something that, you know, like I said, it on the EVPs, they don't find out till later, but it's something that was intelligent interacting with them. It picked up the noises from the room where they were. So that's really, I would have to say a ghost is, for the most part, the spirit of a human that is just trapped in this dimension that's closest to us.